Okay, let's go over here to Renton, where Ken has been patiently waiting. What's on your mind, sir?
Hello. Hey, I've got a question. I've got a daughter who, when she had her first round of immunizations as a baby, her neck swelled up like she had a softball under the skin. So needless to say, she's never had any other immunizations. But now, fast forward 18 years, she's with an organization that wants to possibly send her overseas, and they have a requirement that you have to have all your immunizations up to date. And I was wondering what things proactively can she do to minimize the impact that those immunizations have now that she's elected that she wants to go ahead and do that.
Okay, well, that's one she really should, and I will give you my answer too, but she really should talk over with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine who can get to her individual circumstances, which is kind of hard to do over the radio. Okay, now my answer here. One, a lot of what causes troubles with vaccinations are things that don't belong in vaccinations, but there's such things as aluminum in some vaccines, and there's other so-called adjuvants which have nothing to do with vaccinating the person, but they just happen to be in there as so-called adjuvants, and those really aren't necessary for the vaccination purpose. So if there's any way of finding out if the vaccinations are just the vaccination and no adjuvant and no aluminum and no mercury, which, I get so disgusted. In Washington State, the legislature actually passed and the governor actually signed a few years back a bill that said that mercury-containing vaccines should no longer be used in Washington State except in emergencies. And guess what the so-called Secretary of Health, who should have been ashamed of herself, did? Was declare an emergency a few days after the bill, after the legislation went through, so that they could use mercury vaccines again. There was no emergency, but that's just the way that one went. Another thing is it is sometimes possible to desensitize people to things that they're allergic to. And I'm not saying this is an allergic disease. It could have been a toxic thing. But sometimes if a person really, really, really wants to take vaccinations, sometimes they can bring them to a doctor who knows what they're doing and get desensitized to them, sir. But there, I'd be looking for ones that don't have the aluminum, don't have the mercury, don't have the adjuvants, where we're just working with the vaccine itself.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, all three of my kids, my daughters all reacted to vaccinations. Just this third one was the worst. And so our son came along afterwards, and he's never had a vaccination because of all the things we saw with those.
I know there are just family lines that are sensitive to the silly things and do react, and so it was just as well for your kids. I'm so sorry that the organizations are insisting. What would happen if she got a letter from her doctor who is, as I say, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine that says, this person reacts to vaccines. Can you please let him go anyway? Is that possible for her to get such a letter? It would say be more formal than that, of course.
She's exploring that right now, but what she's heard initially is that she won't be able to go overseas. It's volunteer work, and they'd keep her stateside if she had a letter like that. So she'd still be able to perform in the organization, but she wants to not have her options limited. So
yeah, I hear you.
Determined that she wants to be able to do that, but. So I don't know, like taking high dose vitamin C or anything like that might help clear that, or.
Well, I would recommend the combination. I'd recommend the combination of trying to get desensitized plus high dose vitamin C, because you're quite right. What vitamin C does in all the animals out there is anytime they get hit with, except for chimpanzees and apes, of course, anytime they get hit with a toxin, their livers go into overdrive and make a whole ton of vitamin C and detoxify it. So perhaps that is one thought I would want to desensitize to, but it is one thought to use the vitamin C to the maximum the person can tolerate throughout the course of vaccinations and see if they get by better that way anyway.
Okay. All righty.
So if you
we'll
do
that route.
Sir,
quick question. If there's no one lined up, you said there was no other callers.
Just one person, but you go for it. What's that? Pine pollen? Yes.
Pine pollen is on the internet. It says it's the internet's the bastion of all things true and right. they say that it is a testosterone booster, but it stays out of the feedback loop. And so it's really a great testosterone booster, and it doesn't cause the shrinky winky that the creams and stuff that things can do. Is that, do you know much about pine pollen that way?
Well, I do, but the person who knows even more, if you'll help, we got a pencil, sir, is a botanical expert that's all he does, and his name is Stephen, and spelled with a PH instead of a V. And then he likes to put his middle name in there because that makes him findable online real easy. And his middle name is H-A-R-R-O-D. And then his last name is B-U-H-N-E-R. And if you put in Stephen Herod Buhner and testosterone, among other things that will come up is his book. It's called The Testosterone Plan or something very similar. And he has a long discussion about pine pollen in there.
Okay. All right. Thank you much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling. And, oh, that's kind of a pickle for it to be in. Can't go anyplace without vaccinations overseas with this organization, and yet vaccinations make me sick. Oh, dear. Kind of a pickle.